Director Mueller, the president has repeatedly claimed that your report found there was
no collusion. No collusion. There's been absolutely
voices calling for Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello to resign in San Juan.
One inmate is still at large after a jailbreak in Kansas. The state corrections department
has released the names of the escaped. Among them, Elijah Hughes, the notorious cult leader, has led authorities on
a nationwide manhunt.
You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on February 4th, 2017 at the compound known as the Muddy Place. These include the disappearance of Alexander Carter and the arrest of cult leader Elijah Hughes. My name is Martin Cruz, and I'm investigating the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss and its connections to the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, otherwise known as PRAG. I'll be telling the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
It occurs to me now that the cylindrical device, retrieved alongside the journal of the founder, is faulty or broken.
Why would you want to go back there?
Because we brought something back with us.
Seuss.
Seuss has been here since 2016, and nothing has been the same. Things are changing, Marty. Off balance.
The longer she stays here, the worse things will get. Her presence in Evanston left the town suffocating under a fog for 23 years. That was one night.
This video was uploaded to the server seized by the FBI.
Then how did you get it?
Just watch.
Where am I?
Is that Xander?
The video appears to be taken from his cell phone.
It's hard to... Where is he?
You tell me, Marty. Does any of it look familiar to you?
Where are we?
Just outside of Lubbock, I think.
So we're just gonna roll up onto Prag. And then what?
Prag believes that the founder was working on a device that uses ultrasonic frequencies to track the location of the six on our plane of existence.
Great. Then why haven't they found her?
It's difficult to explain. It's a prototype. The math is all wrong.
So it's useless.
The diary of the founder contains a detailed schematic of the device. If Prag can locate the diary, they might be able to amplify the signal and locate Seuss.
This is the plan? Find a diary? How on earth are we going to do that?
I'm optimistic.
Who has the diary?
After being played by Nick Johansson and his friends, I've realized that I've been wandering in search of Diana's monster without knowing what to do should I encounter her. Elijah Hughes wants me to kill her, to murder Seuss. He's led me to the journal of Prag founder Augustine de Kulum and to a prototype of Kulum's god location device. I can't let Elijah Hughes murder the monster. If all it takes to set things right is to return Seuss to the realm of monsters, to guide her back to the muddy place, the people at Prag are the ones to do so. I have to get them this journal. I have to hope they'll know what to do, that they can repair the device. I drive, for now, just as aimlessly. The location of Prag headquarters doesn't just pop up with Google search. So how does one find a secret organization? The answer? They find you. A fleet of black sedans speeds towards me. I slow down the car and step out of the vehicle, holding the cylindrical device in my hands. The journal of the founder is tucked in the waistband of my pants, pressing up against the small of my back. Are you police? The man doesn't respond. His unmarked vehicle is one of three that now form a blockade on the road. The other drivers remain in their vehicles, the windows of which are tinted. Are you working for the man in the smoking jacket?
Alright, pop the trunk, give me the keys.
They're in the ignition. The officer removes the keys from the ignition of my car. He pops open the trunk. It's not in there. I have.
Where is he?
I'm sorry?
Elijah Hughes, where is he?
In prison.
Inmate Hughes has escaped.
What?
You were his last visitor.
I swear, I didn't. I'm not helping him.
What did you speak about on your visit?
I wasn't there to help him escape. Elijah Hughes nearly killed my friend. He's not a good man. He deserves to be in prison.
Where are you headed?
I don't actually know. I'm looking for Prag.
Prag?
It's hard to explain. If Elijah Hughes has escaped, he's gonna go after her.
After who?
We need to stop him. We have to hurry. I have to find Prag.
What is the equivalent charge of 6.242 times 10 to the 18th?
What?
Answer the question.
A Kulum.
Very good.
The officer reaches for a notepad and a pen in the pocket of his shirt. He scribbles something down and rips the page from the pad. He looks back and nods at the other officers, still hidden in their vehicles. He gives me the slip of paper.
The location of the Prag campus.
The officer returns to his vehicle. I wait outside of my car for them to leave, reading the slip of paper over and over. Go to the place where 6 is divided by 2, beyond the heart of Elk and Keys, where pointed, like triangle, a union meets. Well, this is fucking annoying. Heart is spelled wrong. It's missing an E. And he spelled Keys with 2 E's. K-E-Y-E-S. The fuck? It's a riddle. 6 divided by 2 is 3. A triangle has 3 points. A union is a meeting. So I'm looking for a meeting house, which is at... I take out my phone and pull up a map of the U.S. I search the borders in the surrounding areas. Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico. I find Elkhart, Kansas, and Keys, Oklahoma. Northwest of Keys and east of Elkhart is 3 points, Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma. From where I am now, almost 3 hours out of Wichita and the Indian Hill Shopping Center. I should arrive in about an hour and a half.
So Prag gets a device up and running, and then we go rescue Seuss. Then what?
I don't know, Marty. I don't know what's next. But we can't have a god rolling around unchecked.
But she's not.
What?
Unchecked. When Joel and I were leaving Evanston, before I was taken into the muddy place, we saw...
What did you see?
We thought it was you, Diana. It was humanoid. Blackened skin, burnt, as if from a fire, and its eyes were blank, white. They'd melted out of her skull. Joel Harris thought it was Diana, but Diana's here. So, what was it?
She was accompanying Seuss?
Right. It followed Seuss around like a pet, like a newborn doe.
Interesting.
What?
I believe Marty and Joel Harris saw an angel.
You think that thing was... an angel?
Theologically speaking, there is a hierarchy of angels. Angelology is the study of, or speculation regarding, angels. The Baha'i faith describes angels as beings who have taken on human form after consuming with the fire of God's love. The Book of Isaiah describes the angels known as the seraphim, which in Hebrew means fiery ones. The voice of an angel speaks to Moses through the burning of a bush. The essence of angels, according to the Bible, is fire. They are sustained by it. They breathe it.
So the thing in the woods with Seuss was an angel.
Or its equivalent. If the angel accompanying Seuss appears as a burnt woman, then one can infer that the flame has been extinguished.
Because Seuss shouldn't be here. She's stuck, like Diana says, and things are getting worse the longer she's here.
Perhaps.
We have to get her home.
Yes, I think you might be correct.
Diana drives us down a long road and takes a sharp right down a gravel road, leading up to a building which is out of place amongst the farmland. The series of buildings forms a campus, akin to a university. There are buildings for housing and recreation, as well as laboratories and security. The road is fresh, recently paved. Fresh paint marks the parking spaces. Diana parks the car in a space marked for Claire Connors, research.
Welcome to Prague, Marty.
Welcome to Prague.
We're here.
Are you all right, Marty?
Where?
Welcome
where,
to Prague.
Mastino.
You're special, Marty.
Can you kill me?
We're here.
Where?
This is your new home.
No. I have a home.
Marty?
Are you all right, Martin?
Yeah. I think so. That was weird.
What just happened?
I think I'm starting to remember. You brought me here before, when Prague pulled me from the lake.
Yes. You drove with me.
I remember. A man arrives in the parking lot to greet us. He wears a white lab coat. He smiles, wide, at the sight of us.
Hello, Dr. Russo. This is Martin Cruz and...
Dr. Cyrus Odell.
Pleased to meet you.
They shake hands.
There's someone waiting for you.
Who?
A Mr. Carter.
Xander? He's here? But how?
When I arrive at the Prague complex, a security officer directs me towards a blocky white structure marked Bourbon Research Building. The doors slide open as I approach. A woman sits at the receptionist desk behind a plate of glass with a speaker inset. I approach. Hello, my name is Alexander Carter. I have with me the Journal of Prague Founder and a... I show her the device. I have a... This thing. It. The woman behind the glass doesn't look up from her computer screen.
We can't be here.
Pardon?
You can't be here.
The officer at the gate directed me. I hold up the journal and press it against the glass. The Journal of the Founder. The woman's eyes go wide.
Dr. Russo leads us down a corridor, like a hospital. We go through a set of swinging double doors and approach.
Marty?
Alexander Carter is sitting on a bench outside of what appears to be the entrance to an auditorium.
What are you...
Go ahead.
I've been tracking Seuss, Marty. It's been ages.
They told me you were lost. That you were gone.
Who?
Diana Harris, Sander. She's alive.
What?
Hi, you must be Alexander.
You've got to be shitting me.
She's your stepsister, Sander.
Well, this is lovely. A family reunion. Why don't you three get reacquainted? Dr. Adele, if you'll come with me, please, I believe you can help.
Of course, certainly.
What's going on?
I found the journal of the founder.
How?
I visited the man in the smoking jacket. He told me where to find it.
Why would he do that?
It's complicated. But Dr. Russo and his team believe that they can get their machines up and running.
Then we can find Seuss.
And send her home.
I died, Sander. I overdosed in the woods outside of Evanston.
I went to rehab to commune with nature.
The footage of Sander in the woods. The video Diana showed me to convince me to save Sander, who didn't need saving. At least, not in the way I would have thought. Why?
The one thing my mother left me. Her legacy.
The drinking?
And now, the waiting. Diana Harris.
That's me. I could go for a drink myself.
Diana Harris brushes a loose strand of hair from her forehead and smiles weakly. I know what she's thinking. This is the first time she's been able to use her real name. This is the first time in nearly 3 years that she can sit with the reality of her situation. Somehow, Diana Harris has come out of the past and into my present. For the first time in a long time, Diana Harris isn't alone. She has a stepbrother in Xander and a friend in me.
Is she okay?
There's got to be another way, Diana. Diana and I joined Xander on the bench.
Your father married my mother.
So we're family?
What was it like?
It was like drowning.
I'm sorry.
I have to end this. I have to be the one that takes that thing back into the muddy place.
There's got to be another way.
It doesn't belong here, and neither do I.
I always heard that there was no escaping Evanston, that there was no getting away from that place. The day I was born, the day you died, Diana, you got out. You did it. Just not in the way you'd imagined. But you're here now. You can be a whole person. You don't have to carry around all of the shit that other people piled on you.
We're in this mess because of me.
No. We're in this mess because Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss are anarchists. This has nothing to do with you.
It has everything to do with me.
What's going on? What's going on?
You're special, Mark.
No more.
You were chosen, and we need to know why. Is blood?
No more.
Does the thickness of your skull allow for easier transmogrification?
I want to go home.
Stay with us a little longer, Marty. Can you do that for me?
I want to go home.
You have no home, Marty. We pulled you out of that lake.
No, no, no. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
How are you feeling, Marty? How are you feeling, Marty? Marty? You know, I'm nearly through your... How are you feeling, Marty?
Hurt me.
I'm sorry they did that. I'm sorry they did that. Yes, I'm afraid so. You and I, we're special. Do you know that? She chose us. That makes us blessed. Do you know what blessed means?
Pain. Blessed means pain.
Unfortunately, I think you might be right.
I want to die. Can you kill me?
No.
Why are you letting them do this?
What choice do I have?
I want to die. Can you kill me? You let me out.
You escaped, Marty.
Diana, she saved me. How did you do it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's the reason I got to go home. I showed up on Noreen's doorstep after nearly 6 months. I could barely walk. They hurt me. They shocked my brain, ran tests, took my blood. They put me in a tank.
Sensory deprivation.
She was helping them, but they'd done the same thing to her. I asked her to kill me. And she set me free. She snuck me out, took me home. I owe her my life.
I don't know what you're talking about, Marty.
Dr. Odell appears at the entrance to the auditorium.
Don't you hear that?
What's happened?
You need to get inside, now. We think we've located Seuss.
On the season finale of Diana's Monster.